right, man.
Boom.
Yeah, we're here. Welcome to Mansplaining, part four, episode four.
Yes, sir.
We'll do the drops real quick before we kind of introduce our new I wouldn't say staff, but new co-hosts or new
member, staff, nigga.
New member.
Just new team
brother,
member.
Colleague. Literally, brother.
Counterpart.
Literally.
Family.
Family. There we go.
There you go.
New family member.
Yeah.
All right. Family man.
Family.
All right. shout out to us and shout out to the Black Development Network. Like, subscribe.
BB.
What?
Never mind.
All right.
like, subscribe,
comment. appreciate that on our YouTube. Also, you can check us out on Apple Pod, and you can check us out on Spotify as well. And yeah, man, follow our socials.
OnlyFans coming soon.
OnlyFans coming soon.
Okay.
All right. Who's holding the camera?
No. Yeah. You? Film producer?
Because I'm the actor.
Because he's the talent.
He's the talent. E&J is the talent.
E&J is the talent.
Where are we
talent.
We on the podcast?
We on the podcast.
Oh,
all right.
We'll talk about this later.
Anyway.
So anyway.
Man,
I don't think I signed up for that.
DJ said he didn't sign up for that. Yeah. Also, make sure you support our Patreon. We will have our first Raw series on there as well.
Yeah.
That will be next week, and we will promote that as well on Instagram. All right, all the bullshit out the way.
Boom.
Let's go ahead and introduce our new member, who's literally a brother, a cousin.
Yo, what's up?
DJ, he's in the building with us. He will be joining us. How do you feel about being on this podcast, man?
Man, I'm ready.
You ready?
I'm ready.
You better be, hopefully. Because we pod here.
Clearly.
In these streets, we pod. Okay?
All different subjects. All day. Already, we got OnlyFans, Raw.
I know, they don't really follow each other up very well to promote, but we're going to do it. We're going to find a way. Yeah, right? Cool. So where do you guys want to start?
Probably at the beginning.
What's the beginning?
Yeah, not the middle or the end.
Yeah,
you gotta start.
That's normally where people start.
Yeah, right at the beginning.
Right at the beginning.
So let's go ahead and just talk about. I think I found out what his name is, dog. His name is South. I think that was Southside who did that.
Southside, who's
been making those posts in between that time. So to explain, I'm gonna say it's Southside for right now. If someone wants to correct me. But Southside right now. He is currently with Young Miami, or they're a thing, and he's been posting on Instagram on, hey, if your dude isn't cash apping you and he's not paying
your rent.
Are you
talking about the light-skinned nigga with the tattoos?
Yeah, it's always the
light-skinned nigga talking this shit.
Oh, man.
Man.
Are we potting? But yeah, man, he's been posting all that. You know, what men should be doing in order to get a woman's attention, basically. And, that's crazy. How y'all feeling?
That's ridiculous. Like, you really got to pay for your attention. I ain't know we was talking to prostitutes.
Man.
I thought we was talking to women.
Man.
Like, baby girl, I just met you now. Right.
You want to... 5-star meal, stay at the Ritz-Carlton.
Yeah, that's crazy.
We go down to the Super 8, boy.
And then it's still a possibility that I won't hit.
Yeah, you ain't even hit yet.
You're not leaving this room. You're going to have to call the GBI, homie.
You feel me?
Man,
you're not leaving this room.
What's this?
Sugar-free?
What's this, sugar-free?
You're not leaving this room, baby girl.
Man, it's really, I am going to say this, though. It is really crazy how we got here. I think there's a level between the simpness and, you know, if it's a girl. Now, I will say this. Like, okay, you've figured out that this is the girl you want to invest in. Maybe you can, you know, splurge a little bit. I'm not going to tell a dude what to do with his pockets, right? But I am going to tell you that if whatever your goal is, if, you know, I believe in give and take. I do believe in give and take. So if a dude is taking you out, he has to, you know, have something
to do.
Something to come back to, like something to come back to. Some everything is transactional to me.
Yeah.
So if you're sitting here and you're going on this date with this guy, number one, maybe you're not going to hit on the first night or anything like that, but I would expect that you would like this dude.
Okay.
You're not going for a free meal.
Right. Yeah,
and like, there's no point. There's
no
point.
You gotta show some type.
Yeah,
of
some type of. Yeah. So right, that's my example.
I actually wanted to talk to
you. Yeah, bro. Right, nah, right. Bro. I just went for a free meal or something like that. Again, if he wants to do it out of his own pockets, that's cool. But if he's doing that in hopes of getting somewhere or something type like that, there has to be a talk and there has to be a transaction.
It has to be.
It has to be. Yeah. It's the boundaries.
Even with that being said, it still levels to it.
Sure.
Like, you can't expect a trip to Miami from a dude that's like not even up there.
That too.
He can't even afford it himself.
Yeah. Or if he could, he ain't affording the Ritz Carlton. You know, he's staying in an Airbnb.
Yeah. Okay,
you
know exactly. What I mean?
Good Airbnb.
Shout out to Airbnb.
Yeah,
me?
Man. Shout out to him.
I really keep a roof over people's heads. And we appreciate that.
We really appreciate that. But you know what I mean? I agree. I think there's levels. There's different levels to it. I don't think that anybody should just come in and expect for somebody to just drop 90% of.
Oh, nah.
And, you know what I mean? Like, I just don't. No. Now, if you're a rich dude, like I said, if you're a rich dude, I understand, bro. That's not for you. You want to do it? Southside, right. You want to do it? You want to cash
that's
out?
That's what I'm saying. You got that lucrative money to just throw out there. Go ahead. But don't sit there and tell the next guy.
Yeah, that
hey,
we can't.
This is the only way you're going to get her attention. You got to pay her rent.
And like you said, that is kind of like, I do see that as enabling. I do see certain, you know, things as enabling, like women going, hey, I feel like I deserve that. Well, that sounds cute in the scheme of things, but you got to understand who you're talking to. Right. You know what I mean?
What have you done?
Yeah. Like, what have you done for this guy? Like I said, there's and to be fair with ladies, like, there's pussy everywhere.
Everywhere.
And so, you know, literally. Like, you not, like, a lot of women think that, like I said, like, hey, I'm the only option. And it's like, no, you're not.
You're not.
Definitely not.
Have you been to L.A.?
Yeah. Have you been
outside? You've been there.
Houston? Yeah. Outside, right.
I've been outside. Yeah. Right.
So, you know what I mean?
Have you been to Atlanta?
That's just how I see it.
All parts.
No. All parts.
That's dick in Atlanta. Like,
oh,
I can't have that many females.
Hey, they're going to have to stop with that stereotype.
And here's the thing. No, because here's what I'm going to say to that, bro. You know what's really wild for people that actually live in Atlanta and the people that think Atlanta's like that? Now, here's the problem. Because most of these gay people, they come from out of state. I had a dude. He was like, hey, man. You know, all the gay people I know from New York, they want to come to Atlanta. Well, that means they not from Atlanta, big dog. They've been taking the dick up there in New York, big dog. Right. And they come down here because it's more commercially accepted.
It's more commercially accepted.
The South still don't play that either, bro. I put this in the Bible Belt. And so we don't really accept them. Yeah, outside of like, okay, the Hawks have Pride Day. You know what I mean? Like, there's a pride week.
You know, that's accepting who they are, but
sure.
You talking about a whole gay dude, like, coming to try you, like, what's up, dude?
Yeah, they get their ass whooped.
Get the fuck out of my face.
Yeah, you get your ass whooped. So,
I'm not gay, bro. Leave it alone.
You know, that's just a fact, so.
Hey, and then on top of that, it's easier to drive down to Georgia than to fly to Los Angeles.
Yeah, yeah.
So, that's like.
From New York?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
That's a bigger difference.
But even on the, like, South Side, I just think that Atlanta has made themselves commercially acceptable for homosexuals. That's not a bad thing. I'm just saying that. But it's commercial. That means that it's money involved.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's not a thought that gay people think the same way.
They free in Atlanta, man.
Yes,
they
free.
They
at
home.
I'll say that. They're at home. They're free. You know what I mean? Shout out to Atlana for that. They're at home. That's my home. You gotta go back to your house, bro. That can't go back to the house like that. That's not my problem. I do wish states were more like that. I can't go home on mama like this. Oh man, I'm gonna tell him. After he got turned out, he ran. Basically, he suicide. Well, he ran. He basically made suicide. Shot him. I can't go home on mama like this.
Damn, bro.
What I'm gonna tell him.
That was a real scene. Life.
Oh man,
Juana man.
Oh man, I remember that.
He crawled the gun line, but I had to shoot him.
Yeah.
He crawled
the gun line.
Hey, you said it's a white boy? He sounded like he's from the west side of Atlanta. Yeah, DC Young Fly shooting him. Hey,
that boy, what was, I can't even think of his name. The only black dude, he was basically like the coon.
Huh?
Mm.
He was basically like the coon of the movie. The only black dude that was sitting there translating for the white man.
Oh.
That gun line ball.
Poppin' Bob.
Poppin' Bob.
Poppin' Bob.
He was the one that was speaking.
This dude knows, too. He watched all them old movies, big dog.
Man, that thing,
he know him, too, funny, big dog. He know him, too.
Poppin' Bob.
Poppin' Bob.
He from New York City, boss.
New City, boss.
I said, you'll get your
porch monkey ass off.
Exactly.
Man. Man. He from New York.
I ain't not like boss. Oh, I'll slap the black off of you.
I'll slap the black.
Between him and Uncle Ruckus.
Uncle Ruckus.
Who you think's the worst? Man. No, Uncle Ruckus was on some other level stuff.
Nah,
man.
But you still got old dude from the Django.
Samuel L. Jackson.
Oh, man.
Nobody beats Uncle Ruckus, in my opinion.
Uncle Ruckus is wild.
What was he off of?
Uncle Ruckus on Boondock.
Boondock.
Man.
Yeah,
y'all niggas.
Yeah.
Hey, no, bro. Any dude that
nigga,
says he has the
black ass up out of here.
The only dude that sits there and says, I got re-vitiligo, the opposite of what Michael Jackson has.
I just keep getting darker, wild, bro. And blacker and darker and blacker. Oh, man.
Hey, he walked in there with what's the mixed guy who's a lawyer?
Tom.
Well, he got possessed by Steve Meaner. Yeah. And he walks
get
in there
black
and he's like, that's real niggatry going on. Get that brother out of here.
He
got to go.
With the shit, though. He was always.
Hey,
Uncle
man,
was always
nobody beat
shit.
Uncle Ruckus, big dog.
He the biggest Uncle Tom.
I love that. That's as funny as it.
He the biggest one.
Dog. He is, bro. Tom. He is. Yeah, he's pretty. Wow, he's up there. He's up there.
Shift it. So back what we was talking about with old dude.
Southside, yeah.
Southside. Mm-hmm. That's still some light skin shit.
It is.
You think so? You think it's some light skin shit?
It's some toxic shit.
Hey, but peep it, because it was the dude, what was it, King something, that did the reverse of it.
King who?
It was like his name was underneath the video I was showing you.
Oh,
it was like King
okay.
Something.
Yeah, yeah,
the
yeah,
black
yeah.
Dude, he was dark skinned.
Yeah. Look at the colorism. We're colorism.
Right. Exactly.
We're peeping the colorism here.
It's
okay.
Right. It's yeah. Right.
It's mansplaining.
It is.
We just have
mansplaining
to, you know,
a little
put
bit
it out there.
Yeah.
Sometimes life's good.
Like I said, man, it is a difference, man. I do
different.
Want ladies to, you know, if you feel like I also can't tell you what you deserve, but like I feel like if you do deserve it, whatever. But also, I don't think that's you're not obligated. Like you said, some dudes are now growing up to feel like they are obligated to do this. And so some dudes actually get discouraged because,
facts.
And I'm going to be honest, I don't even think like 90% of women want that, but because there's this percentage of women like a Young Miami or that literally, she talks about Southside taking her on a $50,000 dinner. You know what I mean? Like the publicity of that. That's nice. That's cute. I'm glad Southside did that for you. But is that possible?
How does
that trickle down to... Yeah, how's that trickle down to the men and stuff like that? And so I do believe that, you know, some men do get discouraged of that. You get what I'm saying?
Of course.
Yeah, yeah. And it's not like a boss up. Like, we're not hating on Southside. And then, like, if you're doing that, you're doing that. But you can't put that on all men type of shit. Like, you cannot put that type of pressure on men. Because
He ain't doing it.
And he ain't doing stairs.
if it has an incline, he's not doing it.
Any uphill,
so let me ask y'all a question. When do you feel like it is appropriate or the time for you to invest in a woman like that? Not even saying like a $50,000 dinner or something, but like something that may be like, all right, bro, we've been together this long. This is where I'm gonna. Oh no! Buy you a diamond or something like that. Buy you something of expense. I just use diamond as an example. Buy something of a different expense.
Probably if you buy
some shoes.
About to marry. That's what you feel like.
Huh? Buy some shoes.
Sure, shoes. Yeah. Whatever you feel like. Like, all right, we're just starting off.
Okay,
all right, now I
diamond.
Can up it. Well, I'm saying I use that as an example. I'm just saying when do you feel like you can up it? Like you're up in the price.
Like go from candy.
To a goddamn
to a purse or something.
Some
to a Berkeley.
It's just like, but like you said, it's all about
a
Berkeley. Nah, ain't no Berkeley.
You gonna get a Berkeley?
Berkeley.
A Dooney and Burke.
Oh man.
Oh man. Not Berkeley.
She got a.
She's She coming out. Yeah, my baby.
She gotta be the one.
She gotta be the one.
If you gonna spend the bag like that, might as well. She gotta be the
one. She gotta be the one. Okay. I just want to know where you want something real,
she, I gotta see that she really gonna be here for me. I'm not spending no Birkin bag money on just no regular motherfucking female. You know, you gotta be fucked up. I ain't even bought my mama one yet. So what you think I'm buying you one for?
Yeah.
Mama brought me here. What you doing? You just giving me some.
Mama brought me here.
Bro, I'm about me here. All you doing is just give me some pussy. Did you clean my house? Did you? The pussy ain't worth it. I will say
for me, when I feel like we have crossed the boundary, what we're both doing, like it's like simultaneous where we're both doing that, something to that level. Like I said, it's transactional. It's transactional. How in the hell I'm gonna give you something? How do you expect? I just seen you for the first time. I don't know yet. I don't know anything about you. And you say, hey, I'm expecting you to take me on a $200 date, or not even say $200. Let's say like a $500 date. Mm. I want to go to Ruth Chris. I want to go to a Brazilian steakhouse. I want to eat like, you know, like that. And I'm just like, in my head, I'm like, I haven't gotten to know you.
Two Urban Leaks.
Urban Leaks. I actually have not been there.
Don't
you
go. Did.
No, you sent me the menu. And that's.
I got when sides. I
do, what's it called?
I got all sides.
Two urban licks.
Two urban licks.
Yeah.
Licks.
And what do they serve there, bro?
Bro, they saying lamb chop.
Zebra, nigga.
Sheesh.
Yeah, everything.
Like.
Root Chris is like $100 plate, ain't it?
And female want to just go down to regular, should have that and be able to pay my rent and be able to pay your rent and my car note and my car note. But you know, I know you just only work at fucking McDonald's though.
Oh, it's man. Okay.
Yeah, if you just work, yeah.
Baby, like, I live in the Shelton.
Exactly. Right, yeah. You might well.
I ain't paying rent.
You so might well, like.
And that's cool, like, and you know what I mean? I feel like for men, like, that's not, because to me, bro, like, there's different levels of men too, bro. And it's not, for me, I don't claim like the alpha and beta stuff. But I do think that the different levels are, hey man, your salary, what you can afford, like your resources and things like that. That's what makes you like the different level of man. And so, you know what I mean? You being a man, that's like your base. You know what I mean? You go from a boy to a man, you learn accountability, responsibility, like that.
Yeah, you got to grow.
Yeah, you got to grow in those respects before even thinking about, like I said, spending some type of money in that, because I feel like that makes you think about stuff like that. You know what I mean? A girl come up to you and it's like, all right, I know I'm trying to plan a future. I'm actually trying to plan a future. Mm-hmm. And the first thing you worried about is whether our date costs $500.
Oh, that's materialistic. You know what I mean? Go. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like if that's your first instinct, that would be a red flag for me. You know what I mean? So
honestly, even with that being said, like you were saying, what type of date? Like, you have to appreciate the low budget date first before I take you high class.
Sure.
Like, that's off rip. That.
Wendy's.
Faux. But I remember faux was the thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Nobody was sitting here caring about five class dinner, none of that. They'll, faux. I bet. Yeah, we can do whatever you want.
Like, especially if it's like just link ups. Because the dude talks about like link ups and stuff like that. And I'm like, bro, there's even levels to that. Like, link ups don't mean that I'm investing in you at all. That means that me and you are interested socially and that we're hanging out. Okay. So I'm not going to just hang out with you and say, oh, well, let's get this $400 whatever or this big price on that.
Let me go if ahead I just and happen to
spend
Lambo.
That money, if I just happen to spend that money, because I am a nice person. So, like, if I'm out, like, I want to take care of, like, my friends and people that are around me, too. Mm-hmm. And so if I'm out and I'm like, all right, bro, we out. I got the money. Let me spend it a little bit. But it's not in hopes or anything like no, dog, I got to smash you.
I
understand that is a fucking link. I understand that's a link up. But if we're going on a date. All right. Well, we're at level one. So let's get to know each other. Let's talk.
Facts.
You know what I mean? Like, if, hey, man, you're not going to go to the most expensive place. I'm sorry, bro.
Yeah. Because
I've seen dudes do that and still end up fucked friend up at zone. The end of the day.
Facts. Friend zone.
Like, when their hey, when brother. Their motive yeah. Like, when their motive was to
what's
date
up, twin?
You.
Oh, exactly. Man. She called you twin.
She called you twin.
You,
oh
you
man, you might
as well
jump off the biggest building in the world.
It's over.
Hey twin.
She called you twin.
Yeah.
You write this long message for her.
Bruh made it seem like
she's like, aw.
Bruh made it seem like you gotta buy her a car just for her to come pull up on you in.
Oh no, I'll be done.
Hey, I want you to pull up, so I just bought you this car. Come on.
Mm-hmm. And then, like I said, it's also different levels
yeah,
too,
gonna
bro.
Pull up,
with that,
yeah,
with that,
yeah.
I have the car. You know what I mean? I have the car. She doesn't. I'm looking at myself like, why do I have to buy you something that I clearly bought myself, but you couldn't?
Exactly.
You're not. I expect women to take care of business when not in my presence or not. You know what I mean? I do. Yeah. I understand struggle and stuff like that. I'm human, but I'm also looking at it like, hey man, listen, you gonna have. I cannot be here. The next dude can come around. You still have to take care of your bills, big dog.
Exactly.
You still gonna have to.
Exactly.
That don't make sense.
Nah, you gotta take care.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That part right there, I gotta check Southside on, bro. Like, Yeah, excuse me, brother. But that's nice that you do it for Miami. You know what I mean? That's nice if you do it for. I like that. That's cool, but don't make it a requirement. Men already have enough pressure on them as it is.
Yeah, just to be
from a young age to elevate themselves, and now they got to worry about I got to worry about getting a girl, and the girl's like, nah, man, I don't care that you're 22 years old. Buy me a $30,000 necklace or something like that. Mm. But
Show
I don't think
that
that's
care.
A, but yeah, but I don't think that's like a full like, general damn. Women thing. But even it's those women that are most. There, yeah, it's like.
Man, I barely pay for nails.
You rather pay for nails?
I barely pay for nails. You think?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Barely, yeah.
How much nails be running these days, dude?
But it depends on what they trying to get.
Yeah,
right.
Them things kind of wrap their claws, bro.
30, bro. 40. I think like nails and toes like 80
something. Like they try to get the extra long, like, that's wild. Bro, I don't like that.
Yeah.
Why is your nail so long that you able to scratch my
question.
Back in here?
Question. Do y'all
like this?
Do y'all like that? Do y'all like
do
the
I
nails
like
that? Like the
not too long, like,
yeah,
no.
Like they got
ratchet
some,
ratchet nails.
Nah,
like BAPS is like that.
Like how you wiping
but
your ass?
Nails like BAPS, bro. We got a problem. First, I ain't even talking to you for real. I ain't even on cap.
That's just too good.
Like, what, you got extra long nails? Like your nails over here, and your finger over here. Yeah, I'm over there. I'm not talking. To she got
I don't
problems.
Not like no. Nah, if I've never had a woman that had nails that long, and I don't think I've ever just like gone and go, you know, appreciative of those. Mm. If it's for herself, it's whatever. But
of course,
I've
it's
never
for herself.
In a.
That's
I've
what
never
they all
in
say.
A. Yeah, I've never went out and just said, you know, a girl said, "Oh my God, like, damn, why your nails not longer?" I don't really care.
Are you
yeah.
the, oh, okay, cool. But nah, you still got to be, she got to be acceptable to take home to my mama. Mm. At the end of the day, about what I accept, I'm not accepting that shit. I can't look my mom in the face and be like, yo, this bae.
Hey, mommy.
Oh, man.
That's wild. Oh, man. The dude
and then she got
exactly. Like, nobody want to sit there and look at all that shit and deal
with
all
she's
that.
She's literally texting with her joint.
Right.
Exactly. Like, not her thumb.
Hey, you know what? That's so funny.
That's
all you hear. Because, like, a lot of times, I actually got, and this was at our house. I actually, because Chrissy came over, and for the first time, and Kyla goes, that's the first woman you've ever brought over here.
Oh, yeah.
And so, you know, Chrissy was like, you know, why am I the first woman that you've ever brought over here? And the first thing I told her was, you know, you a lot of these women, yeah, I've been in relationships, but you got to be of a certain caliber, bro.
Oh,
I hold the women in my family to a high standard because they've been a high standard majority of my life, bro.
Yeah, yeah,
even
yeah.
looking at the women that are now, you know what I mean? They have businesses. They got a good head on their shoulders. They're not.
What
yeah, they're
serving.
Not just out.
My
yeah,
out
shout out to
whole,
what you're serving too, Ashley Johnson.
Whole,
that's
a whole
our that's our cousin
out here.
Yeah, man, and even Kyla graduating. But this is
and
like
she
a
just
whole
started business too.
This is a whole category of women, and so I don't just look at their like looks, obviously, but because you know that's whatever. But I also look at what they bring, you know, some type of substance and things like that. I've watched these women my entire life, and so. If I don't really connect with you on that level, like, dog, you could meet my aunt, and my aunt not look at me like,
hey,
the fuck is this?
I'm telling you, my family don't play. They don't play.
They'll tell you
yeah,
straight,
they,
up, straight
no,
up.
Yeah,
who
straight
this?
Up, man.
Who
you know,
tell them, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let them know.
And then, yeah, move you in the, move
yeah,
you
nah,
in the
you
other side of the
right
house.
For my family.
And that's what
right.
I knew,
maybe
like,
so
yeah.
little.
And yeah. that's,
oh,
I'm
telling you.
And that's when I knew, like, Chrissy was that, like, potential anyway. Because it was never a conversation where I felt like, where I felt a tug of Ashley or Kyla or my auntie pulled
oh,
me
yeah.
in another room. Like,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, yeah, Hey, get her the fuck out of my house.
They'll check you right there.
Get the fuck out of my house.
Get this.
And it was that. And then I come back, and of course, like, there are times where, you know, we're not around each other. When I come back, they go, where is that girl?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because it's like,
oh,
that's
my sister,
one.
If my family, yeah, any one. Part, matter of fact, not even just my sister, yeah. any part of my family asks, where did that girl go? She made a statement in their mind and they liked her.
Yeah.
If they didn't, what that gang, what the girl name was?
Hey, but dog, and it is situations like that, bro, yeah. where like, even, bro, and it's so funny. Okay. Shout out to Josh, too, because I'm about to tell this story. And DJ was there for this story, too. So, and this is the type of dude I am because, like, bro, if you bring somebody around me and I don't remember them, that's kind of your fault. And that also speaks on the type of women you bring around, dog. Shit. So, we're at a cookout. I'm going to just say at a cookout. It's probably the holidays. He brings his girl over. And when he brings his girl over, I don't know this woman. It's the first time I met her. But I thought she was the other girl. And so I fucked around and said the wrong name. Switched and she looked at me and she was like,
who the fuck?
Mm-hmm. And so it was, like you. I will say it's my fault. I thought it was her. Hey. But that I still feel like, and I didn't say that then, because obviously, like, I didn't want to disrespect neither one of them. But I also think of it in my head like, that's the type of girls you bring around, bro. Like, if you bring around a girl every time, bro.
Bro, not even just that. I ain't gonna lie to you. They did kind of look alike. He'll be all right.
Like, I thought that was the girl. And she looked at me like, I'm going to kill this nigga.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
and
man.
I looked at him like, let me go to church. You know what I mean? But I do, but for me personally, bro, if you constantly bringing women around, like, I don't even take, I even as, like, my homeboy, like, love you. I don't take you serious. Can. Like, if your family and we're in a family sacred function, yeah. which most of our functions are. You don't basically, get invited to our house, our functions, our celebrations.
It's definitely for family oriented.
Yeah, bro. Like, we see the same people every time. You
Facts.
Get what I'm saying?
Right.
And it's rarely new people that get put.
That's
put
before COVID. That's well before COVID. Like, my dad was a coach and everything. Like, mm-hmm. so we have a big, you know, little family.
Yeah,
but
we got an ecosystem.
What if you ain't bringing nothing to the table? You on that bullshit?
Yeah.
You're not coming in.
You're not invited.
Get out.
We'll see you every once in a while, but you're not invited, so.
Yeah, one dude threw up in my dad's house. That was the last time he ever came over.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, no cap. He threw up. Like, he had some liquor in
it. Was it bad?
It would be the last time in my house.
If you're not a homie, you know what I mean? You're not a homie. I knew you were going
to get this. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, you know, you got to go.
Yeah.
You got to go right now.
Get him an Uber.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's the type of family we come from, though. Yeah, like, that's literally the type of family we come from. So it's the same thing with women, bro. Like, no, of course y'all not going to meet this out of my family.
Because I damn sure ain't got time for daddy talking shit to me because your ass talking shit to my sisters and they want to fight you now.
Yeah.
Why the hell you bring that around here?
Yeah, yeah. That's one thing I do love about our family, too, is that we're so drama-free. Like, we're super drama-free, as meaning we mind our fucking business. And keep
and that's usually hard, because families usually bring a lot of drama.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly. Now, and every family have their things problems. That happen, right? Like, problems and stuff like that. But it's never like, bro, when we're together, it's never like a point where we are just bickering and stuff like that. Like, your dad said something that was very, very good. I feel as well. When he was sitting on the couch, he was just like, I just love our family functions because it's like you could just lay here, get your nice place, pig out, sit down, watch the kids run around the doggone house, hear conversations of your family, like being that drama free.
We don't have that uncle that's around asking for money.
Yeah,
we got the uncles that's trying to. Hey, are you on your business?
Yeah, like,
checking on you, checking on you.
Like, what you doing? Like,
definitely.
You on your
definitely,
business?
Definitely.
You got this going on?
Absolutely,
hey,
man.
Hey, you better stop doing stupid shit because I'm checking on you.
Yeah, like,
that's good.
Yeah. We ain't got that family. Just, hey, can you help me get the Sunday?
Get the Sunday?
Yeah.
It is Sunday.
Wait till Thursday, then wait till Friday.
Like,
then after Friday, Saturday coming. Then, boy, you got down, you dead on Sunday. Hey, you got it.
Man. Yeah, so we don't really got that type of family, that type of family dynamic, though.
But these, man, I don't know what these women want. I ain't gonna be able to get it. Senator just asked for money.
Yeah, yeah.
But they got to realize, but even going back with the topic, they got to realize it's a different level between, like, I'm asking him to do stuff for money, and I want his attention.
Some dudes should do it because they want to do it, though.
Yeah, that too, man.
They do it because they want to do it.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. And they don't expect nothing in return. Some of them don't. Yeah. Like, either you're gay or you just, you got it.
You just got it. All right, so next nigga. Like, they switch it up real quick. Mm-hmm. They switch it up real quick. They don't care. Women, now they do not care. Nah, they can care less.
If you throwing that money, they're going to keep you around.
That's it, though. Just for that. But soon as they stop.
Women have so many, like, options, though.
Yeah, we talked about that, too,
like,
man.
Orbiters.
They got little orbiters.
That been just wanting and getting them guts.
But let me also say, men have options. We don't plot on our options, though. Man. We don't. We have a bro. I'm sorry. Nobody wants to smash the Smeagol, bro. Nobody wants to smash the Smeagol. Big dog.
You can't call him Smeagol.
Man, hey man, listen. Nobody wants to smash the Smeagol, man. Like, there have been plenty of times. Even I had to check myself too. I'm like, you right, bro. I don't want you.
So you want to hit the Smeagol on the cruise?
Which one are we talking about?
The cruise we've been on.
I ain't asked that. I said, which one are you?
You know what I'm fucking talking about.
There's multiple Smeagol?
It's multiple.
No. It wasn't. I was trying to. I know what you're talking about now. No, never, bro. And that's the type of dude.
I would say she got to fall in that category.
What kind of cruise was that?
No, bro. And then the funny thing,
a boat trip.
And it was even worse because she was so, oh my goodness. And like now I know for a fact I'm gonna sound like Kevin Samuels because she was so confident.
Confident as hell.
And I was sitting there, and I was like, there's no motherfucking way somebody
will still plow that. That's why she's that confident, bro. And so she's not worried. She's
and
not
I
tripping.
Sat there the whole time, and I was like, I know I'm ugly. I would never say the shit you saying to me right now.
Oh man.
And you can have self respect. Like, she had very good self respect for herself.
Yeah.
But then it extended. I said, you have never gotten this service before. There's no way.
Right.
And I put $100 on it. I would have been wrong. Somebody did it. And so.
Oh yeah, definitely.
And that's just me. I believe in sexual attractiveness. I don't believe that you can just, like, plow anybody that you don't
feel attractive.
You have to.
So if she wasn't as confident as she was, would you have then?
No.
That's
a Smeagol.
It's a Smeagol, bro.
I've been calling them up,
Smeagol, bro. Look up the Pokemon Smeagol, and you'll find out what a Smeagol.
Oh, no, I definitely know what you mean by that. I know what a Smeagol is, like a mud pie, too.
I'm just so sorry, bro. My thing is, it's a difference between beautiful and sexual attractiveness. This girl was not attractive. There was nothing that attracted me to her. And then on top of that, like, you get to the substance part, get to how she's talking. And I'm just sitting there, and I'm like, what is this?
Bro, that's what's even worse. What's this? You get the attraction, and it's no substance.
Yeah, yeah.
That's so much worse.
And I was like, this is, and the whole time, EJ handling his business, and I'm like, this is bullshit.
Dealing with that Smeagol,
like, this
bro.
Is bullshit. Hey. I said, wow.
Man. I am baffled.
Oh, man.
I am bewildered.
You and Smeagol in the other room playing Connect Four.
I look over. I see this man swinging like Boys in the Hood just over there.
Hey, man,
the
just looking out the window. Just looking out the window like Drake. I'm just Drake.
Yeah, man. Mm. Swinging like Boys in the Hood. Oh, man.
You, this shit. This nigga, EJ Nita.
Big dog, I have never in the history. I was so upset.
So you ain't never smashed an ugly girl in your life?
Not that I would consider ugly. That's also
that's
subjective.
Another thing.
Yeah, that is too. Looks but honestly, subjective. I would like I've never smashed a girl that I look. I was like, bro, if I introduce to the which I never do that, but if I introduce it to the homies, my homies will hit too. I'm just saying, okay, not.
I feel you.
I'm just
feel,
saying, I'm not, just... not a Smeagol. No, I've never a Smeagol. Never.
So you ain't never smelled
but I've been,
like
you. But I have
you
attracted
never
Smeagols.
Had. Nah, fuck. I mean, everybody attracts Smeagol. Mm-hmm. So I mean to say, like y'all ain't never had that moment where you just smash one ugly girl. Like it's just like that.
It just happened.
It just like.
No, but I can see it happening. I came on here
now,
a couple
now,
episodes
now,
ago.
A girl, extra large, a larger.
Nah, it ain't even matter. Yeah. She extra large.
Oh, no. That,
but, yeah. a Schmeagol,
lazy?
You know like, she ugly. Like, you know
you
she
know
ugly.
For a fact this girl.
You,
she just
was with the shits.
No. Oh, y'all want me to tell my Mars Hill story? So, who? Shout out to anybody from Mars Hill University, because y'all going to know exactly who the fuck I'm talking about.
Oh, wow, man.
So, it was a young lady. And she was the Smeagol of the campus.
Backstory.
She was a Smeagol of the campus.
Smeagol of the campus.
Oh man, she was Smeagol of the campus. And so, like you and you know it. And she was like pre-ordered too. You know how you just like order.
Pre-ordered.
She was like pre-ordered. She had a dude ready for that night, bro. You would see her around midnight. You would come out the room, especially if she was in your building. Come out, you see her going to the room with the football player, you know what time it is.
Oh, damn.
And then you seen her come out, I said, oh, man, the Smeagol just made a delivery, dog. Oh, man. So dudes are doing it. I don't disagree with you. Dudes are absolutely, like I said, I came on here.
If it happened to one of you guys.
No, never.
Yeah, no, I had never. One of those moments.
Have you?
Yeah, bro. Yeah.
You were faded?
Was it good?
You were sober?
You were faded, though.
I was lit.
Had to be okay. You weren't sober, okay.
Nah.
What was, you just, like you said, that was just a mindset? You were just like, it's going to happen tonight?
It's going to happen tonight.
That's wild.
Just went with it.
Just went with it?
Just went with it.
How do y'all do that?
I can't.
When you that faded, I mean,
yeah,
you start going with your imagination.
I start
as
seeing
well,
stuff.
Like,
you can make up. Yeah, you can really see what
you
want.
You can fathom. You
like,
can fathom.
See what you want.
Like,
first
damn,
off,
she
then
look
what,
like,
that shit is
she
really
looking
true.
Like a little bit like Rihanna right now.
Yeah, she looking a lot like
facts.
Rihanna.
What it's a shot glass that literally
this
got
this bitch
to
look
say,
nothing
if I
like
squint
Rihanna.
My
oh, hear
eyes,
this shit.
I look fine as hell.
Right.
Abstract.
That's just why they hate us already.
The more couple drunk, of more man. Shots, but
the
you
more drunk you get, you like,
but
yeah,
you
she
was fine. You was definitely a 7 now.
Oh man.
Oh man, she moved up to a 7?
Where was she at?
What were you drinking?
I was at about a 4.
I wouldn't even know. Oh no, this is when Paul Mason. I call it Paul. It's Paul my son. But
okay,
I call it
Paul
Mason.
I'm about to say Mason.
Yeah, Paul Mason.
That used to be my drink, but
that used to be mine too. It's real smooth.
Exactly. You see what I'm saying? Everybody was on Paul Mason. Paul Mason had you messed up. That motor oil do something to you.
Yeah, even motor oil. Yeah, vroom. Yeah, you're right.
Took a couple, too many shots. And, damn.
How many drinks do it take you to leave me?
Oh, yeah, man.
Chris Brown, something in his liquor
somebody
ass.
Somebody had to do it. Somebody had to do it. Somebody. It ain't going to be Jeremiah, though. I've never just like, no, I could never bring myself to. And even if I would, I feel like even if I would have thought I've gotten that close, I'll go, no, I'm not drinking this. Cause I
you remember
I
Buddy from school? I ain't going to say his name, but it was in Macon. And like he told Charter straight to her face, like, like he was lit as fuck. He about like you, like he don't care how drunk he is, he not gonna move. He like, damn. I don't like fat bitches.
Oh yeah,
like, straight to her face.
Straight to her face.
Stop it.
Like he was drunk as like she was on him, like she was trying to fuck something. I don't like fat bitches.
Damn.
Just straight up.
It's time to go back to Concord, man.
Yeah, it's time to go.
Oh, man.
Yeah. No, I remember that. I remember that moment. And
at least he kept it real.
Yeah, man. At least
did she respect the honesty?
Nah, she was.
We don't.
I don't remember after that.
No, he said that she did. Oh, did she?
I don't remember.
Absolutely not.
Oh, okay.
I don't have to remember. I know for a fact she did not. That was foul.
I said, damn.
Like, damn, slap the shit out of it, man.
He said, I don't like fat bitches.
That's crazy, bro.
Man, that's wild.
That is wild. But hey, man, you know, women can do that. Women can tell us to our face. They laugh at our face sometimes.
They do.
You know, right. Rejection and stuff like that, which is fine. But at the same time, like, yeah, y'all laugh at us. Why we can't tell y'all the truth?
Fact.
Like, nah, bro, I don't like
girls. They call you mean, bro. You're mean.
You can be mean.
You're an asshole.
That's totally fine.
You're an ass.
Yeah, you sound like our friend KK.
Yeah,
stop being mean. Oh my God, Jerry.
No, yeah, bro. Yo, and that's funny because like a lot of people do believe that you can just will away. I just can't. I can't. Maybe some people can, but I can't. Will away that somebody is not cute to me and go, I'm going to hit this. I'm a tactic.
So you mean to tell you ain't never had one of them friends that be like, yo, got there, she got a friend, and you just in there, you just like, fuck, like.
If I don't take the
That's what we talk like, basically. Yeah. Like,
oh, the crew.
Yeah.
Damn.
So like, yeah, and we were in there. And
so you he helped me.
And he like I said, out, it's not. Of course, it's a grenade.
Okay. All right,
it's a grenade. Yeah. I wasn't like, I don't leave my boys hanging. And let me also clear up some things. Number one, if she's a Smeagol, single or not, that's not happening ever. never. But I will hold the company. You know what I mean? We talk and stuff like that, man.
Shout out to my boy Cam and Joe for always putting me in situations.
They always put you in those type of situations? Oh, man.
To smash a Smeagol?
Not a Smeagol. What we call them mud pies.
To smash a mud pie.
Okay, let's go with mud pie.
Mud pie.
Bro, why? Can I just ask? Why mud pie?
Bro, that shit is just ugly. That shit is just horrible. Like, it ain't even really like she just horrible, ugly, whatever. It's just the category we put them in.
Man,
like, I think they got it from their dad, and dad is old. He was like, bro, why are you bringing mud pies in my house?
Yeah.
Damn, you cussing them out for bringing mud pies in the house?
What? Hey, Pops didn't care.
He hard.
Pops didn't care.
That's crazy.
He definitely told him, like, why is these mud pies in my house?
Mud pie.
Ever since then, every girl that's just like,
and she just sitting there looking around for a dirty spot on the carpet.
Bitch, it's you.
I don't see no mud pie.
You like, you
was the pie.
You definitely the mud pie. So
that's crazy.
So that can segue into Steve Harvey talking about men can't be friends.
Women. Let's talk about that, dude. Let's talk about that.
Can't be friends with women.
Yeah, do y'all think that men can or cannot be friends with women?
You definitely can.
Yeah, we definitely can. My best friend's a woman, so.
Yeah.
Mine is, too.
Hold on.
Go ahead.
How attractive is she?
Yeah, she's fine. Is she not? Okay. No.
Who you talking about?
Look, my best friend, Marla.
Yeah.
All right, bet.
Cool. Just making sure. Beautiful young lady. Definitely. We've been friends. We don't view each other like that. Like, we're really like, and I connected with her, bro, because, like, she's kind of like me, bro. She's just a funny, goofy, loves to have fun, chill-ass person. There's never been I don't feel like there's ever been a moment where I've just gone.
And she's real, too. Like, she keeps it real.
She keeps it real. Yeah, she's a very real individual. And so, she's super amazing.
She's like a homie.
Yeah, she's a homie. She's a real homie. But I also think that's my mindset. I don't see every woman like that either.
Okay, yeah.
Whether fine or not,
bro. I do, though. That's the problem. And that's the problem, because I can't just be friends with a woman. I can't, bro. I can't. Especially if she's attractive or at least
seven. You gotta at least do something one time.
Some dudes can't. Like, I can't. It's hard. At least you can admit it.
It still depends on, like, the woman, though. Like, you saying, like, she could be a fine-ass woman, but... It's just like how you view it.
How you view that person.
If you want her as your friend, she gonna be your friend. Like, that's gonna be it. That's the thing too.
And I'm gonna be honest, Tim. Like, bro, you can slip missing out because, like, women friends are like great.
You really need them.
Because they give you a perspective. You feel me? Yeah.
If you're trying to holler at a female for real, like, you really haven't talked to her.
And there were times during, like, my relationships, bro, like, I could call her and get a female, because I'm not going to sit on this channel and like I know everything about females.
Oh, God.
But, she would give me that.
I can tell you that, though. That's still like an error in women's ways. Don't call the female best friend asking for help about
I feel like, Marla's a little different because I feel like she's honest. And even like if it's something that she wouldn't do, she'd be like, fuck no. What the fuck is that? Like, she's a real honest person. Fact. And so to me, I would call her for that. And she would do the same thing for me. She'd be like, yo, I'm talking to this dude. What do you think about this dude? Or, like, we'll have the conversation of how the dude is, and then I'll ask her questions. She'll answer it in truthful form. Friend. Like, you know what I mean? She's a real homie.
And Chrissy's just cool with it.
Yes.
That's another thing.
Well, and also define cool, because I don't think any woman is cool with like, sharing, like, any type of relationship with a man to another woman.
And that's why I was going with that.
So cool, content, yes. You know what I mean? Yeah. And obviously, she knows the type of man I am. You feel me? You know what I mean? But
She trusts you enough.
Well, I stated it like that because sometimes women don't know what type of... Or they do know what type of man they get.
Nah, they know
their opportunity.
They don't know.
Well, I'm gonna say they know what type of they know that their man is an opportunist,
mm-hmm. and he'll so take there's the opportunity.
A and yep. so they might not know like the full nature of him, but he has red flags before, and so when they see another woman come around, and it's like, bro, you've already done your dirt. Yeah, even if you like, generally, this is really your best friend. You've done your dirt, so now this woman coming around and stuff like that, it makes a difference. So you got to have a certain character to actually be friends with a female.
That's not a man of his word.
Yeah, a man of his word. That's true. Know what I mean? Like you built a connection and a chemistry with this woman, and you're allowing another woman to come into your space. You also got to define boundaries. Mm-hmm. There's certain things I wouldn't do with Marla that I would do with Chrissy. Like, you're not gonna see me. Like play fighting, like, you know what I mean? Play fighting with Marla like that. But you wouldn't see me.
I hope you don't see nobody play like that. That was aggressive. The motion that you.
Oh, yeah. My bad. I'm just saying, you wouldn't see me.
I don't
in
think
Tokyo
nobody want to play fight with your big ass.
We straight.
Hey, that go, man.
So we play fight, Nick.
You should. That play fight? I'll call the police.
Hey, I think that was really why old dude got aggressive with you today.
Oh, what happened? Man, cause you did.
Hey, cause he wanted to smoke with y'all, bro. He wanted all the smoke. He wanted to hit the smoke, man. And he wanted to smoke.
The homeless.
Yeah, oh, the homeless man.
He was like, I just got arrested.
But it came in that bathroom. Hey, yo.
Hey, man.
I turned around.
He said the cop took his bag of weed.
Oh, man.
Hey, man.
There's a homeless dude at Redondo talking about. The cops took his bag of weed.
Yeah.
Right? He seen us smoking. He wanted to smoke.
Hey, so let me hit that, man.
Yeah.
Nah, COVID.
Yeah, we said COVID. He mad. Then he go in the restroom. Then another dude pulls up on a bike. Another white man pulls up. Hey, buddy. But we kind of liked his approach for some reason.
Yeah.
It was just the way he approached.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Shit. Can I buy that off you?
I got 10 right now.
We said 10, and the joint was like that much. I said 10? I was like, wait, how much... How much more? How much do you got? He said 10. I said 10. Shit. 10. Yeah. Gave us the roach, and we gave him the roach, and he sped off on his bike, bro.
Hey man.
And
hey.
I thought you got caught. The other dude came out the bathroom.
Hey. I had my back turned at that point.
Exactly.
I had my back turned to him. I said, oh man.
The police was looking for him too. You see the cop?
Yeah.
But
shit, even after that, we walked down the pier. He turned around. Yeah, you think y'all swole, huh? Yeah, you
did he say
swole?
That?
Yeah, you said that.
Oh, I didn't hear that. I didn't hear that.
Yeah, you
that?
Think y'all swole?
Oh, I didn't hear that. I would definitely.
Like, but that's why
I would have definitely.
He was like, that's when I was taking my shirt off. I was like, shit, I'm about to let his son now. You think you swole? And this guy with his shirt off.
Oh man. I didn't hear that.
Everybody.
I ain't hear
that. Oh, man.
You were calling everybody out.
Oh, man. Sky Daddy it is, huh?
Why didn't we stop this nigga?
Why didn't we?
What happened?
Yeah, bro. Wanted to go to Sky Daddy today?
Right, we just wanted to eat.
No, we would. No, I definitely wasn't thinking about food. I was
not even thinking about this
lane. Yeah, definitely.
Man, in California, sound like he from New York.
Yeah, bro. That was wild. I said, damn, I ain't never seen a... I just love the home. We always have some type of interaction with the homeless people out here, bro.
It's crazy.
They just like us, bro.
It's the vibe.
It is a vibe. I think it's Tim, though. Tim be out here.
Yeah, bro. It's my homeless vibe. and the homeless just love us.
They
you know
just
what
love
saying?
Us.
Every
they
time,
do.
You know, we just, they just
is
come up
my
to
my nigga
it.
Timbo?
Right. Timbo?
Oh. Hey, bro, if he calls Timmy. You Timbo,
oh, man.
He's like, what's your name, Tim? Timbo! He go out, man.
I seen him at the church getting jelly sandwiches.
You got to body him, bro, big dog. You got to put him in the ground, bro.
We got your back.
Man,
we got your back.
Thanks, God.
Must believe it.
Thanks.
Well, especially, you know.
Oh, no, I'm hitting first. I'm the first right now.
Top flight.
I'm definitely hitting first.
Definitely top flight. Top flight silverbacks.
Oh, man.
You just hear EJ come out the corner, attack.
Just walks back.
Yeah. Just walk back in. Wait a minute. You not going to help?
Attack. I'm going to be calling the police.
Right.
Yeah, well, y'all handle.
Oh, man.
Y'all do the pre-ass.
Hey, man, you going to call the police?
He going
to
be sweet talking to
they
going to
shoot us first. The fuck?
Right. Damn.
Like, we got an emergency going on over here.
I know.
By the time I finish calling them, we running. We gone.
Oh, okay. I feel that.
I'm just letting them know where the problem is. But when they get here, we're going
to
be gone.
Yeah, you're going to have to pick the dude up off the ground.
That's crazy.
Police
just show up.
Fuck.
Why didn't they just stay here?
Nah.
I would beat the guy's ass.
We won't take a chance getting shot.
That's true. That is very true.
Times are tough.
Fuck it.
Times are tough. times are
segue into the tough times.
Segue into the tough times.
Now, please,
we can talk about it a little bit. Y'all want to talk about it a little bit?
We got a couple minutes, man.
We got a couple minutes. I actually just had a brain fart because I did know some names, but I don't know some names. So,
let me talk about
April.
Umar.
Has been just like a April has really been just like a hard month. Well, it's been an up and down month. We had DMX passing. You had the brother who was trying to look like he was trying to get away. The cop that mistaken the taser for a gun, which I'm still trying
That's
to figure that
wild,
out.
Bro.
You I'm had
13 year old.
No. The guy who's he got pulled over, and he did try to flee. It looked like he tried to flee.
He did, definitely.
And she he definitely
tried to. But at the same time.
At the same time, she
that's
said,
a taser.
She said taser, and there was a whole nine in her hand.
Oh, and she shot him.
Yeah, she shot him.
That must have been one heavy ass taser.
I'm saying
heavy as fuck.
Man, I done seen all types of taser guns. God, there's no way in the fuck.
That's wild, I'm just saying, you know, taser. God. Damn, this shit got some weight to it.
How many times she shot him?
Like, pulled his
hand back? She just shot him once.
Yeah, I think she just shot him once.
But it was fatal, bro.
It was enough. Yeah. It was enough, man.
One is enough.
So, I'm about to say, she had in the clip. She knew it was a gun.
So, okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Man, I'm just going to say one more about that. So, how we just said one is enough. You seen the girl that got shot by the police, even though she was the one that called him,
mm-hmm.
She got shot four times.
Knife? She had the knife?
Yeah, she had the knife.
Yeah.
She got four times. Was one not enough?
I also look at it like this. A lot of people.
Was she King Kong, my nigga?
She was big.
She was big, but bro, that could have also been like the camera angle too. She was big. She was a big girl, but that also could have been like the camera angle.
Nah, the camera angle. They got a police camera angle from the shooter, mm-hmm. like the police that shot. She's still pretty big. Pretty big.
Yeah.
But have anybody got shot by a paintball? Like,
yeah,
paintball gun?
Yeah.
All right, so one shot is enough to feel that motherfucker and be like, all right.
You're going
to
feel this thing.
Okay, yeah. Cool.
If
so one break. Bullet
if
shot.
Yeah. You're going to feel that.
You're going to feel it. Why shoot her four times? I don't care if she had a
let off.
Whatever.
He let off.
I'm going to also put it like this. In my eyes, the main thing that everybody's arguing about that is number one, you got there. Looked like on time.
On time.
It looked like you got there right when the shit hit the fan.
Hey.
And so he walks out, he goes, and he goes, yeah.
Use our inside.
He walks out and goes, hey, what's going on? Dude's kicking the shit out of somebody and knocking them to the ground. And I'm like, okay, so this is the first time I've never seen a cop like jump on someone and at least establish some type of order.
Exactly.
You get what I'm saying?
No dominance. Perfect.
And this is the first time I've ever like seen it because we work at Perimeter. And no, I'm not a cop, but we've worked around cops enough. I done seen them, like, whole brawls happen in my security.
That.
Yeah, so as far as, like, laws, procedures, all that stuff, I can see the difference. I can see the difference. Sometimes it's not black and white. But in this case, it looked like, hey, man, he hesitated, he stayed back, and then pulled his gun when he seen the knife.
Yeah.
And I feel like within those seconds, he hesitated. That's still his fault.
Yeah, he was shook. He was scared. He was scared.
He was a little shook.
He didn't have no dominance presence.
Yeah, like, there was no order established or anything like that. I also feel like mace and taser could have been deployed within those seconds, blinding everybody. I done seen people get hit with mace. I'm going to be real. 90% of people are not walking out of mace. I don't care what anybody said. Unless they own bath salt, cocaine, some type of drug, I done seen it clear out an entire Kroger. So, okay, not trying to be funny. Like, I've seen it happen. Yeah. So, if you're telling me that those things couldn't have been deployed at those times, you're capping. You're capping for the cops at that point. Now, like I said, it is an unfortunate situation that they put themselves in, but that's why I personally go for reform. It's because I think cops need to go back and reevaluate how certain things are structured within their procedure. I also think that we as a community need to come together and establish guidelines where we are happy with their service and things like that. Because at the end of the day, they are public servants.
Oh, you said the streets need to come together.
I think, bro, like you,
with their guidelines.
We do. We have to. I think both sides do. Because like even us, we can get out of line, right?
Of course.
So like I'm gonna be honest with you. If you pull up and Ray Ray sees two cops, he pull a goddamn gun out, you already know what time it is, bucko. Like there's no way in the world you walking out of that. It's a wrap. It's over.
So I'm gonna be even realer. So even with that situation, I believe, she deserved to get shot. but not four times.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Even if, you know, I may...
So she walked up on the police.
No, no, she was fighting
somebody else.
She was like, literally, like, she pushed the girl, she fell on the ground. The, I don't know who the dude was. You could literally see him.
I think that was her, like, stepdad or something like that.
You could literally see him, like, going to kick her head. Like, he's about to kick her head. Mm-hmm. He pays no attention to that and watch her runs around with a knife to the other girl, mm-hmm. pulls the gun, and shoot her four times. He could have pulled a taser and tased. I know a taser for a fact would have had an effect on her.
Yeah.
But
she's
even
not walking around no taser.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Even with that being said, like, you know, you pull your gun, you decide to shoot, you don't have to shoot a person four times. You can shoot in the air one time and it clear out. Like, that's shooting in the air. Mm-hmm. Now, she has a knife, she's attacking somebody, okay, understandable, mm-hmm. and you decide to shoot, okay. But why did you shoot her four times?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She actually went down after the first shot.
Oh, yeah.
She goes straight down. There's no, like, return motion. And that's why I get people with their argument. Well, y'all don't know how the knife works. I know how a person works.
Yeah.
And so there's no, like, unless she's an assassin.
Yeah, this,
like,
she's
got
a
16-year-old
girl.
Yeah, she got shot once. She went straight down. That knife was nowhere.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And so, you know what I mean? I think there was things that could have been done prior to that. Like, you know what I mean? And even, like, back in the blue and stuff like that. You got to understand, bro, there's a reason why I'm not a cop. I'm not signing up for that.
Mm-mm. I'm good.
I also get there's a lot of gray area where there's a lot. It's too much gray area.
Facts.
So that's just how I see it. I think, like, both sides need to come together and have these correlations and talks and stuff like that, especially in the black community. Because, I'm sorry, y'all not going to white communities shooting people up.
That wouldn't happen.
We won't have reform until they start killing white kids. And that's definitely not about to start happening.
On a daily basis.
That's never
about to start happening.
Exactly. That's never.
I hate to say that, but that's not happening.
Not out here, though. And if they do, the public is not, I mean, the media is not going to show you.
They're not.
No, they're not.
It's all under wraps, undercover. We'll see when the police body cams come out.
Now, probably not even then, bro, because they'll be handled in court. That guy will be fired. That guy will be taken care of.
On the low.
It will never happen. It will never. Yeah. Hey, bro, you got to go. You got suspended or you're going to be somewhere else and stuff. So that's just how I feel about it, man. We'll see what happens later on. But
crazy month.
Yeah, it was a crazy month, man. Rest in peace.
X going to give it to you.
Yeah, man.
Gonna give it to you.
It's, hey, it's definitely X.
X was that guy, though, man.
Yeah, man. Me and you had, like, a real, like, I felt like a real, like, conversation just about, like, you know, DMX, just, like, seeing DMX. I love seeing, like, especially, like, men, like, morph into trying to come out of their demons, out of that lifestyle and stuff. And so there's a video of him going around or a picture of him going around where he's, like, raising orchards. He's, like, orchids. He's, like, planting them and he's talking about them and stuff like that. And it's like, damn, bro, most people probably don't even get to see this side of X.
At all.
They just hear his music and stuff like that. We all think, like, thugs don't have, like, a softer side or some things there. Yeah. You know,
or growth.
Or growth.
Yeah, speaking of that, one positive thing I just want to bring out, what Young Thug did for those 30. Mm.
Yeah, we forgot to talk about that. That's super big.
Real quick.
Yeah, real quick, man. Shout out to Thug. Thug and Gunna, right?
Yeah.
Thug and Gunna, man. Shout out to Thug and Gunna for doing that, bro. I think that should happen. That should happen more often.
Facts.
You know what I mean? Hey, man.
Every month, y'all rappers, with all the bread that you flossing, should go down to and bail out 30 inmates.
Put that chain down that you'll probably get later on or whatever, and put that money towards, you know, some people you feel like are wrongly accused.
He bailed out 30 inmates.
30. He bailed out 30 inmates.
What did they do?
It was just minor crimes and stuff like that.
But they were sitting in jail.
He bailing out murderers?
No.
Probably from, like, child support type stuff.
Yeah. I got you.
Tickets.
Like, traffic tickets and
shit.
Yeah,
minor offenses.
Weed and all that weak stuff.
Yeah. I got you.
And so even, like, Tim's point, like, a lot of their bail money was super low.
Yeah.
But the fact that these guys are not at home making money.
Yeah, they can't pay.
Nobody can pay.
Homie was sitting there for $100, bro. And he'd been sitting there for weeks because nobody could come pay $100 for him.
Damn.
And he couldn't pay it. So Thug and Gunna to the rescue.
Yeah, bro.
That's crazy.
And that's crazy. That also speaks of our community, bro. Like, $100?
It's possible, but y'all.
It is possible, but we.
The ones with the money got to get it done.
Nah, yeah.
We spend that $100 on the women that want our attention.
we spent that $100 on OnlyFans? That
yeah,
what
that's what they did. They, hey, I can't man, bail y'all, bro.
Hey, big dog, I already bought a.
I just bought her subscription.
Catalog, man.
You got to wait till the 30th when it's over, and then I'm going to cancel it.
And, you know, Amber Hayes, you know what I'm saying?
And they renewed my subscription after.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
And that's a month.
And that's a month. Yeah, yeah, man. But yeah, yeah. It's about that time.
It's about that time, man.
Appreciate you boys, man. Appreciate y'all. We'll peace out. We'll be back next month.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, man. Hey. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for coming.
Shit, facts.
Appreciate it.
Next thanks month. For being here.
Thanks for being here.
Yeah.
No.
Thanks for being here.
Yeah. Next month, though.
I hate this one. Take this off me.